Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman radio show. Hi, I'm your host, Nayshawn Turner, and listen, I am excited about today. Today, first of all, is a gorgeous day here on the East Coast. It's going to be about 80 degrees, and so I don't know about you, but I'm going to get in the sunshine, and so wherever you're at, have sunshine in your heart, and you could be enjoying this day as well. All right, well, listen, I am excited about today's week of Step Into Your Power Empowerment Challenge. This is week 5. And listen, I've been doing a 31-day Step Into Your Power Empowerment Challenge for the last 5 weeks. This is the final week. So if you haven't been following me all this time, listen, you can go back and listen to the replays, which are on Twitter, it's on Facebook. And you can just enjoy learning how to step more into your power for 2019. And for those of you who are new to the challenge, listen, this has been a challenge to help you to transform your life in a big way. And what it has with it is not just a motivational, inspirational piece, but it also has what's called a declaration for you to declare some things in your life and write it down, memorize it, say it every day, and then you have a power move, which is the action step. So these are the three pieces that's going to help you to start moving your life forward in a big way. And so I'm excited that you are here today. Now, see, on today, I'm going to be talking about several things. I'm going to be talking about being financially secure, being successful, being a change agent, doing self-care, being an entrepreneur, learning how to forgive, being virtuous, and empowering others. And that's going to wrap up the challenge. And these are the things that I've been talking about each day on Facebook and on Periscope and all those other places and on Twitter. But when you listen to or tune into the Uniquely Designed Talk Total Empowered Woman show, I'm giving you everything that I've covered within that week. So let's get started because there's a lot to talk about. All right, today I'm going to start with talking about being financially secure. And everyone wants to be financially secure. I mean, who doesn't? The question is not who, but how. How do we make money when your money seems to be acting funny, right? And I know you guys all know about that. I'm sure we all have experienced that at some point or time in our lives. It's like, you know what? I'm trying to not only make ends meet, but I'm just trying to get them to look at each other, right? So the source of financial wealth is found in two places. It's in your mind and it's with your gifts. Wealth is a mindset, and when you make that shift mentally away from lack and scarcity to abundance and plenty, there things will begin to change. See, you will begin to see opportunities to explore and discover your money makers, which are really the gifts that you have, right? All of us have been given something to contribute to the world that changes it for the better. In other words, the gift inside of all of us is to help solve a problem that people stand in need of. And once you begin to use your gift to do that, guess what? People will value it enough to pay for it. So I want you to remember, this is really exactly what employers hire people for. They hire you to solve a problem. But if you're an entrepreneur, this is what clients and customers are paying you for, right? So being financially secure encounters a lot of different things. I know that it takes you, first of all, taking ownership of your finances, right? And being not afraid to look at what's happening with your money. Where is it going? You know, there's a lot of people that have become quite wealthy on not making as much as we think that they are, you know, and some who are making six figures or more are in deep debt, and they don't know how to manage their finances. So being financially secure is really about knowing how to look at your money, pay attention to where it's going, budgeting your money, and knowing how you're going to spend, save, and give, right? That's just as simple as it is. And it takes you having, you know, perhaps someone to assist you initially, but really getting your paper, the sources that you can use, such as little apps or a notebook or something that you can write things down, or seeing an accountant that can help assist you in this process so that you can begin to build your wealth, secure your future financially, so that you can continue to enjoy life and also to continue to be a blessing to other people. All right, so here's the declaration that I want you to say. And I want you to say, I have the power to get wealth through my creative gifts and from using my faith. See, we've been given power to get wealth. That's what the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 8 and 18. I love that verse. So when you recognize that you have the power that's given to you by God to get wealth, and that's through your creative gifts that He's already put down on the inside of you, and from you using your faith. And guess what? Faith without works is dead. So that means you have to walk out that faith with real action. And so when you begin to do that, you'll begin to see how you can accumulate wealth in order to really begin to secure your future for your family, leaving a legacy, leaving an inheritance for your children's children, all of those things, and allowing you to make choices and to do bigger things. You have options when you have wealth, right? So I want you to begin to think about that. And as I said earlier, it's really about moving away from the lack and scarcity mentality to recognize that there is abundance all around you. You know, if we really look, you know, I remember reading a story about a woman who saved up $4,000 just by picking up pennies. I mean, there's money all around us, you know, and sometimes we dismiss it because it's not coming in the amount or the form that we want, but it's there. And so when you begin to look and recognize that there are resources that are available to you that can help you to secure your future financially, you begin to look at life a whole lot differently and begin to make different choices that's going to support what it is that you're trying to do. Now, the action step for today is for you to look at ways to become financially secure by first modify your spending. Many of us, as I said earlier, don't have the money. The money is just slipping through our hands, which for many it may be. And you have to modify your spending and then create and stay on a budget. And then explore and use your gifts in a new way to create new wealth. That's it. I know it's easier said than done. But really, if you learn how to modify your spending and say, okay, you know what? I do have the finances to do this, but right now I'm not going to do this. I'm gonna really begin to watch what I'm spending, how I'm spending, and to create a budget for myself, right? And to stay within that budget. And you'll begin to say, wow, look at how much money that I am really able to secure for myself without feeling like I have to go out and buy every want that may come, but really focusing on your needs. And then when you focus on your needs, then eventually you'll be able to get many of the wants that you want to experience or have in your life just because you have the means to do it in a way that is not going to cause you to sit back and regret and feel stressed that you spent so much money taking that vacation or buying that house or doing whatever it is that you need to do. So, and this works too when it comes to our businesses. For those of you who are entrepreneurs and are building businesses, we really have to monitor how we are spending our money and what we're investing in, you know, whether we're going to a lot of different events that really are not going to serve you or help you to grow or expand, or if you're spending money on resources for doing other things in your business that really is not in alignment with what your business is all about, then you need to really take inventory and say, okay, am I really wisely investing how I need to do with the resources, whether it's with the people that you're hiring or whatever, to recognize that you are doing great things with how you are utilizing the wealth that's coming in and what is going out. All right, so let's go to the next one. The next one is empowered to be successful. See, success means different things to different people. So how do you define success? Now, I define success as doing what I was born to do. And I believe that if we do what we are born to do and do it with all of our heart, then guess what? Money will come, influence will come, effectiveness will come, impact will come, and success will follow. But here's something to think about. We should seek to be successful not only in our professional lives, but our personal lives as well. Nobody, and believe me when I say this, nobody wants to be a public success but a private failure. And we know, we have seen that time and time again, whether it is among family, whether it's among friends, whether it's among coworkers, whether it's among people that we see on television or whatever, they look successful, you know, on the outside, and they may be successful in their particular profession. But guess what? Privately, they're failing. They're failing in their relationships with their children, with their spouses, with their family members. They're failing in their health. They're failing in so many ways. And when I say health, I'm talking about things that perhaps they've done to themselves that that is not allowing them to be the real success that they want to be. And I believe that we are to pursue being successful in every area of our lives, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, financially, socially, right? We are to be successful. So here's the thing, though. You know, it's up to us to win at both games, the public as well as the private, right? And so there is no overnight success. And so that means that you're going to have to work at every area in your life and to do it on a consistent basis if you really want to see the results that you're looking for. And just like anything in life that's worth having, it's going to take hard work. It's going to take determination. It's going to take consistency. It's going to take focus and a belief that you can accomplish whatever you want to do and to succeed at it. And so success, again, is something that is holistic, right, in my view. And even more than that, it's about doing, again, what I believe we are all been born to do. So if you're doing what you were born to do, listen, you can't fail at that. All right, so here's the declaration I want you to write down and say out loud, and that is, I am a success. Now listen, why is this important for you to say I am a success? Because many times that if you are not where you want to be, you don't feel like you're a success, right? If anything, you feel like you're a failure. But if you begin to say to yourself, I am a success, you'll begin to start thinking like a successful person. You'll begin to start acting like a successful person. You'll begin to take action like successful people do. So it's really about transforming your thinking, not getting all into your feelings and allowing what your bank account is saying or what the situation looks like right now, because all of that can change in a moment and a twinkling of an eye. If you begin to do a paradigm shift in how you see yourself now, you know, you don't have to wait, you know, to be to have all this money in order to feel successful. You can be successful right now. And success, again, is about looking around you and all that you have in your life that is working for you, right? And not looking at, you know, what's not working or what you don't have, but looking at what you do have and the impact that you are making, the influence that you do that you are utilizing in a big way, and then begin to build on that, right? And so the more you do it, it's hard work, but you can do it. And so you have to already say, okay, I see my future. I know that my future has success all written all over it, right? And so you have to begin to act like it, then you'll begin to be like it, and then you'll begin to have it, right? All right, so here is the action step today. I want you to say, I will step out to achieve one thing that I will not stop until I do it. So you want to step out. You want to do something that you've never done before so you can get something you never had before. And so decide what you're going to achieve, because really what we are doing is looking for those small wins. What can you win at today that's going to make you feel successful, right? See, success is built one step at a time. And so that's why, you know, as you declare that you're successful, and then as you begin to step out and do something that is doable for you, you know, so that you can get that small win, then you'll continue to move forward in that direction, right? Because you know that you can do it because you've already proven that to yourself, right? So that's a good thing. So I want you to take a bet on you and say, you know what? I'm going to win today because I'm going to do something in my business. I'm going to do something in my personal life. I'm going to do something in some arena of my life that's going to shift everything for me, right? And it's going to make me get on that path or stay on the path of being successful, right? All right. Let's talk about being a change agent, because we all have been empowered to be a change agent. We all have the power to influence and to transform someone else's life, either by word or by deed. You have it, right? I have it. We have to be determined how, though, we're going to impact people that we encounter, right? And when we determine that, we want to be able to decide what that's going to look like on a daily basis, in addition to who we want to reach. So when we recognize that, that's our superpower. We all have a superpower to change lives for the good with what we do for others. And you've been empowered to empower others. So listen, how are you a change agent today? Sometimes that superpower that we have may just be that smile that someone else needs, that hug that someone else may really need at that moment. I can remember a time when my husband was in the military and some years ago, and I remember, you know, when the war had happened after 9/11. It was just really a hard time, you know, for me, and not knowing, you know, what was going to happen, and really concerned about him. And I remember I was at church and someone just came up and just gave me a hug. I had no idea how much I needed a hug, right? And so, you know, of course I broke in that moment, but that hug did something that was transformative to me. It gave me hope. It gave me encouragement. It gave me strength, right? And so sometimes we can dismiss the small things of what we can do to impact someone else's life. Sometimes it could be helping them financially. Sometimes it can be, being able to give something of encouragement to them, or to take them out to lunch, or to invest in their business, or some other way that we could really be a change agent to introduce them to the right people that can help them to succeed in their business, or whatever it may be. But it's crucially important to recognize how we can be that change agent to make that difference in someone else's life. So we need to put that cape on of being a change agent which is our and walk in that superpower, knowing that we can touch somebody different in a new way every day, right? So here's the declaration. I want you to say, I am a transformer, because you are. You transform lives every day. We do. Whether you are in the political arena, in government, whether you are in business, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, whether you are a doctor, a lawyer, whatever you do, you know, a minister, you are transforming lives, right? And that's what it's all about. It's about transforming people. And I think that we miss that component because, we are caught up so much in ourselves and or caught up, you know, so much on our devices that we're losing out on the humanness of touching and transforming lives in such a organic way. And so it's important for us to look at ways that we can do that today. So your action step is to transform someone else's life with an act of kindness. I know you can do that. Like I said, I gave you a real simple example, but there's other ways that when you encounter people, lean into them and just find out what's going on. You know, whether it's somebody at work or someone that's worked for you or someone in your neighborhood, just lean in, take a moment, take some time and find out what's going on and how you can help. That's all is it. That's all what life is about, is being able to help someone else. Because remember, someone helped you some time ago in your life. And so we need to always be willing to give back. All right. Let's talk about self-care. Whew, I tell you. Now, look, self-care is a big thing, especially for women, because, you know, we find ourselves wearing so many hats, you know, trying to do all these other things for everybody else. And what we tend to forget is that there's one person that we tend to leave off the list of our to-dos, and that is to take care of ourselves. So no wonder we're all just feeling plain worn out, right? So the real challenge is to make time for yourself. If you don't make time, guess what? We will never find the time for ourselves due to the fact that there's always something to do. I mean, me being a wife and a mother and a business owner and wearing so many other different hats, right? My life is pretty full, pretty busy. And so oftentimes it's easy to neglect ourselves. And because we have so many other things, so many balls that we're trying to juggle and keep up in the air, that we are not pursuing self-care on a regular basis, right? And so we have to make time, because if we don't, we'll never find it. We'll always put ourselves last. And so it's important for us to say, no more. I'm going to bring myself to the forefront, and I'm going to take care of me. And so we need to stop and recognize that we're worth a timeout. Everybody needs a timeout. I know my kids were little, I used to get them timeout because of something that they were doing that they should not have been doing. But in this case, we're talking about giving ourselves a timeout. And sometimes maybe we need to take the same perspective. Listen, I'm doing something. I'm doing too much, right? Which means that I need to just stop and hit pause and just, you know, take a moment, as I like to call it, a moment, giving ourselves a moment of what is needful and necessary for us to maintain our own sanity and peace of mind. So it's okay to give yourself a timeout. It's okay to say yes to yourself so that you can become the best of who you are, right? And time for ourselves is always, to me, about wellness, because as I said earlier, you know, it's about the holistic approach of life. And wellness encompasses wholeness, and wholeness includes caring for our entire being. And you hear me say this throughout all of this, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, socially. So now's the time to try to catch up with yourself and do something that you always wanted to do for you, right? Because you deserve it. I know you do. You know you do as well. So here's the thing that I want you to do. it's important, especially as women, that we take time for ourselves by learning to again, push that pause button on all the doing, and let's just start being. That is crucial. That is critical. We're used to doing, but we're not used to being. So I want you to make this declaration today and to say that I am loving on me by giving myself the time to care for myself. I am loving on me by giving myself the time to care for myself. See, that's how you show love to yourself, is giving yourself time to care for you. So whether that means starting to exercise and take care of your body physically, getting it moving, feeding your body nutritious foods, whether it's taking a bath, whether it's spending time reading and just relaxing, going somewhere by yourself and just sitting, right, and being quiet, you know, whether it is enjoying a nice cup of tea, you know, or whatever it is that you want to do that's just for you, smelling the flowers, all of those things are critical, you know, for us to do in nurturing ourselves, right? And there may be some other big things that's on your list, your bucket list that you want to get back to, that, hey, I want to be able to do this for me. Then just do it. You know, what are you waiting for? All right, so we get into a place where we've been all waiting to exhale. This is your moment where you need to exhale and move forward with making sure that you're good with you and that everything is in alignment for yourself. All right, so the power move today is just taking time out to meet your own needs and your wants first. Listen, we've all heard, you know, the statement when we're on a flight going somewhere and they talk about, you know, that if anything is happening, that that we need to really take care of ourselves first, you know, put the oxygen on yourself so that you can then help the person next to you. But if you don't put the oxygen on yourself, you know, it's hard for you to survive, and it's definitely, you know, you won't be able to help anyone else. All right, so let's go to the next thing. The next thing I want to talk about is being empowered to be an entrepreneur. See, starting a business is no easy feat. And listen, if it was, then guess what? Everybody would be doing it, right? But guess what? It takes courage and a willingness to be a risk taker in order to be an entrepreneur. Those of you who are entrepreneurs and you know, have full-blown businesses, you know that it takes a lot of work, right? And you must be willing to push to succeed rather than fail with all that is within you. And so it's a job like none other, right? Because this is something that you are birthing for. This is a dream that you have. And there's a lot of moving pieces. And for the most part, it's only you, especially at the beginning, right? So we all know that at the beginning, you're doing it all. You're wearing all the hats. And you will experience, you know, during that time, there's a lot of ebbs and flows in building a business. And even when your business is established, you still have a lot of ebbs and flows until you begin to bring in the real revenue, until you bring in the right people to hire, to assist you in growing out your business, scaling your business, and that can help you to manage the capacity in which your business is growing and thriving at, right? And so, but if you can dream it, this is one thing I really want to say. If you can dream it, guess what? You're empowered to build it and to grow it. So if you are a new entrepreneur, I want you to be patient, you know, with the process. Again, there are no overnight successes, and it takes a while for things to really get off the ground, for you to even figure out how to do what you're trying to do. Right. And so as you build, you have to continue to build your faith, and it's going to continue to stretch you, and it's going to pull you, and it's going to help you to recognize what you really have on the inside of you. And there may be moments where you want to give up. I've had moments where I wanted to give up, but I continue to push through, and I continue to push through until you begin to see the light. And it's like, okay, finally, you know, some things are really happening and your business begins to take off and it becomes a really exciting process. But then there's a whole nother level that you're dealing with when things are really growing and thriving and new situations that you have to know how to face. So it's a continual educational process, but you can do it. So allow the process to empower you until the entrepreneur you has created the empire that you envision, right? Because it is all possible. So there's so much I can say about being an entrepreneur. And it's a beautiful thing, knowing that you can create something awesome that can really change how life is done, you know, regardless of what kind of business you have, whether it's in technology, whether it's in health, whether it is in leadership coaching, which is what I do, life coaching, whether it is in being a business coach or however you do what you do, training, consulting, all of those things are incredible things. It's helping people to grow, helping them to become more of who they want to be, right? So here's the declaration. I want you to say that I am a successful entrepreneur creating jobs and wealth for others. Now, listen, that may not be where you are right now, but I think that is the dream and the goal for everyone, that we can create jobs, that we can build wealth for others. I know that that has been my dream, you know, from the beginning, being able to impact and influence lives, to be able to help people to maximize their potential and to grow into who they have always desired to be, but both on a personal and professional level, but also to create jobs for other people, to influence them and to help them to believe that they too can have the things that they want to have and have that dream come alive and become a reality for them in taking care of their families and to be able to experience life in a bigger way because of the jobs that were created through my business and the wealth that others have been able to build because of being employed by me. So that is an awesome thing to experience and to see that friends and family can learn and grow and they can believe, okay, this is possible because now they see someone that is doing it, right? Okay, so here is the power move. Continue to work on your business daily to expand it, to multiply it, and to increase growth in revenues, activity, and people. You have to be focused and say, I'm going to continue to work on my business daily to expand it, to multiply it, to increase growth in revenues, productivity, and people. That's what's going to help a business to stay a business is revenue, productivity, and people. Right. So but it's going to take you working not just in your business, but on your business every day. Right. And then once you get to a place where you can now just work on your business. Right. And the business is beginning to run by itself, then you can move on to something new. Right. And you can create new products, or maybe you want to sell that business and do something else. But, you know, you want to get yourself to a place where you have a team of people and people are helping you to grow and thriving in the business. And it's having the impact that you've always imagined that it would. All right. So productivity, people, revenue, that is having a thriving business. All right. Let's talk about empower to forgive. I talked about this yesterday, and so it was a really powerful time. A lot of people really gave some great feedback to me about this because guess what? Life sometimes hurts, and we can get hurt by family, by friends, by coworkers, by spouses, by children. You know, we all have experienced some type of hurt, you know, by something or someone, right? So as the older generation used to say, you know, if you haven't experienced it yet, just keep on living because you will experience being hurt. Or maybe the pain that some of us have experienced, we brought it on ourselves, right, because of decisions that we made. So whatever, whoever was the cause of the pain, I want to ask you this. What do you do now? What do you do now? Well, the first thing most of us do when we get hurt is hold on to the hurt for a while, whether it's by our own doing or not. It is natural, you know, to experience the shock and awe of just, you know, being wounded by people or life choices, right? So we have to give ourselves a moment to realize, wow, what just happened here, right? However, after we process what just happened to us, how does holding on to the hurt serve you? I know for many people, they just hold on to it. Some people have been holding on to the hurt for years, right? But the power of not forgiving yourself or someone else really brings more harm to you than it does to anyone else. It's like what someone, I heard someone say before, it's like you're drinking poison, waiting for the other person to die. And that is not what you want to do. It's not going to work, right? So listen, when we are holding on to the hurt, it's toxic for us. Mentally, emotionally, spirit is very toxic, and we all get wounded, and that's a reality. But you don't want to continue to let that woundedness poison the rest of your life, holding you hostage, right? You have to learn from it and learn to let it go. And the only way I know is really through the grace of God that you're able to really do this, because it's hard. It's a process. It's not something that happens overnight. But you can be granted the strength if you ask God, this is hard. I don't know how to do this. And so you're going to have to help me. And he will, right? So letting go doesn't mean, though, that you're letting the other person off the hook. And that's why a lot of people hold on to it. Although it's doing more harm to them than the other person, because the reality is probably the person that injured you is not even thinking about you. They have moved on with their life, but we're still holding on because we think that that's punishing them, and it's really punishing us. And it just means that you have to decide to take your power back and to move on. You know, when you not about letting them off the hook, but it's like, you know what, let me get my power back. Let me get my life back, right? Taking your power back is forgiving yourself or the other person that hurt you. And not doing so, again, it's going to hold you hostage to that pain for a very long time. So you have to have the power to own your life again by learning from the experience and choosing to grow from it. Now, is it easy? As I said before, absolutely not. But is it worth it? Yes. See, forgiveness is something you do for yourself, and it frees you. It doesn't keep you in bondage. It frees you. So it's not about the other person, but it's really about you. And guess what? Don't wait until you feel like it, because your emotions usually will have to catch up later. And don't wait for someone to ask for forgiveness, because you may never experience that. That may never happen, right? And if you're still waiting on that, then guess what? They still have power over you. So I want you to do yourself a favor. Say yes to being free emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, and then begin that process of forgiveness and letting go. Right? And I've had very hurtful things, very traumatic things to happen, but I had to make up in my mind, I'm not going to live like this with this pain in my heart or the anger or the bitterness or any of those things, you know, staying in control of my life and holding me back. So I decided I have to forgive, right? So here's the declaration for today. And that is to say, I am forgiven, and we all have been forgiven. God has forgiven all of us, and so we need to pursue forgiveness. Again, it's for your own well-being, right? And so it's not something that happens overnight, but I want you, as your action step, to decide that you begin the process to forgive, and that you're going to choose to not only forgive others, but you're going to choose to forgive yourself. And that's usually even harder sometimes than forgiving the other person is forgiving us. So listen, be gentle to yourself. Love on yourself. We all make mistakes. Nobody is perfect. You know, we all have offended someone or have injured someone with our words or with a deed that have hurt them. And I've been guilty of that. I'm sure you've been guilty of that. So let's get it right with ourselves and with our God, and to say, you know what, let me get over this and help me to get over this and to move on. Right? We've seen people forgive for horrendous things, murders and all kinds of things that have happened to their family members or friends. And that's not an easy thing to do. But you know what? They realize that holding on to it is no longer serving me. It's hurting me. It's literally killing them. And sometimes with unforgiveness, you can literally get sick because of it. So let's do the right thing. Let's take that journey, begin that process so that you can be healed, whole, and on your way to a new life, right? All right, let me go on because we don't have much time. I'm going to be talking about being a virtuous woman. Now, a godly woman, I am a Christian woman, so a godly woman is a woman whose heart is towards God. And that is my desire, is to have a heart towards God. And this is based on the scripture in the Bible. And so for those of you who are Christians, you can benefit from hearing this. And those of you who are not, maybe you'll learn something about pursuing what it's like to be a virtuous woman. But her heart is really towards God, and it's about pleasing God in everything that she does. She desires and longs for and craves to know God and to honor him with her life through relationship with him and service for him. She is seeking to be that Proverbs 31 woman, that woman whose name is virtuous, who knows how to handle her business. I mean, if you ever read Proverbs 31, it is a powerful chapter, because this woman was not just a woman who just prayed all day, but she was really out there doing it, you know. And yes, she put God first by seeking him in prayer and wisdom and direction, ability and empowerment to do what she was assigned to do for herself, for her husband, her children, her household, her business, her finances, her employees, her church, and her community. I mean, she was just really off the chain. So, and that's why I love this verse, because it really talks about how this woman's life was full, and she was making headway. She was an entrepreneur. She was doing it all. And it was really, it's just an inspiration to see that it is possible when you focus your heart and your attention on fulfilling that which is already in you with the empowerment that God has given all of us to do great things. And she did it in every area. And so she knows who she is. That was another thing. She knows what her worth is. She carries herself with strength and dignity and honor, and she empowers other women to do the same. Who doesn't want to be like that? That's me. That's what I want to be, and that's my pursuit, my goal. So we are all empowered to be this kind of woman. So a decision to live a surrendered life to our Creator is where it all begins. So here's the thing. The declaration I want you to say is that I am a virtuous, godly woman. And the action step I want you to say is that what I want you to do is to grow your relationship with God through prayer and by reading of his word daily, so that you can live out your uniquely designed destiny as a virtuous woman. Last and not least is that we are empowered to empower others. And so here's the deal. Take ownership of your life. Give to others, respond to others, encourage them to be confident and courageous as well, and know that you are inspiration and that you are empowered to inspire, live a bigger life and a bigger game to help other women do the same. All right, you guys, I hope you enjoyed today's last week of the Step Into Your Power Empowerment Challenge. You can follow me on Facebook at Uniquely Designed Coaching, on Instagram at Nayshawn Life Coach, on YouTube at My Total Empowered Woman TV, and then, of course, on Twitter, where you can check out the video where I'll do the last couple of days of the challenge there as well. So if you missed anything, go back, check it out, and you won't regret it. All right, let me know how this has changed your life, and continue to step into your power. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be as we empower you to uniquely design your life.